I'm Dr. Foxy Brown.
Yes, and this is episode 9 of the Always Rational K-Pop Podcast. And today it's going to be a bit different, and Dee will tell you all about it.
Well, basically, I have a sudden out-of-country trip, and, well, not sudden, but I forgot that we usually record on Fridays, and I won't be here, so we decided that since it was short notice, we're going to do something a little bit different. I think Noelle has been wanting to do a radio-style episode. Mm-hmm. So we're going to expand on the lazy thing we did in the last episode where we talked about what was on our playlist, and we're going to share some songs with you. Some of them old, some of them new, some of them borrowed, a lot of them blue. And that was a terrible joke. And we, if you've been listening to us because you like what we talk about, we hope you also like our taste in K-pop. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Yeah.
And if the playlist doesn't flow together that well, that's all my fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And also, I wanted to do this episode just to prove to everyone that I am not a pathetic DBSK fangirl. Okay?
Says the person who still put one of their songs on here.
Well, it's just one, right?
Okay.
I'm entitled to one song.
Without any further ado, I guess we should start.
Yes. So, now, yeah. I picked the first song in the playlist, so I'll tell you all about it. This is by Miss A, and it's Love Alone. This is going to be used for Kim Yuna's ice skating program.
Yes.
And this was just released a few days ago. I picked this because this is such an earworm. I have the chorus repeating in my head. So sad. Because I could only sing that part. I'm not going to sing. Okay. But
good.
Yeah. Just the chorus. Just the chorus. It just keeps on repeating in my head. Without further ado, this is Miss A with Love Alone.
For my game, no secret, I'ma go ahead and say it. Your loving got me feeling this way. Yeah, yeah. If it's an illusion, I need you to tell me now. No room for confusion. Space, thinking about the way you be having me calling your name. Get distracted, hard to focus. Boy, you know you got me open, wanna know. If it's an illusion, I need you to tell me now. No room for confusion, I need you to let it out.
Give it to me straight.
for it, but you gotta be true. Cause I
okay, that was Love Alone by Miss A.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, aren't you excited for Kim Yuna's Ice Show or whatever that is, her program? I want to see what she's going to do with that song.
I'm not excited at all. But you know what I am excited for?
What?
Miss A's next album.
Oh,
because
yes.
Because JYP went and teased that 10-second version of the song, and it sounded like they were going to be continuing the reggae dancehall influences, and being a sort of Caribbean person, I am all for that.
Mm-hmm. But this song is more than enough to make up for whatever song he chooses to include in that album. I love this song. So it's one of the most played songs in my iPod now.
You're making it sound like he's going to ruin their album. He knows what he's doing. He made the top hit song of 2010. In case you didn't know, that was Bad Girl, Good Girl.
Miss A. I know he knows what he's doing, but I just hope that he doesn't perform with them again. Okay.
No, if he did the choreography himself, he's never going to be able to resist.
Oh my god, that's JYP for you. Okay, well, on to the next song in the playlist. This is taking it down a bit. It's not as fast and as poppy as Love Alone, but this is by Classic Eye Project, and this is an English version of their song off their Mucho Musica album, the Japanese release of Mucho Punk or
Punk.
Yeah.
Technically it's cheating since it's from the Japanese version of the album, but
it's in English. Yeah.
Whatever works.
Yes. This song is called Take a Walk, and it's a very, very lovely song. It may be depressing for some, but it isn't really. All right. So here we go. Take a walk.
Sound of the lullabies, but nothing seems to
Okay, that beautiful haunting song was Take a Walk, if you couldn't tell by the amount of times she says it in the song.
I hope you guys weren't too depressed by that, but she Haran has a very, very haunting and beautiful voice, don't you think so? Too bad you didn't hear Alex there.
It's okay. Every once in a while, you should hear her voice without Alex's. They go together so well, but because she doesn't do nearly as much solo work as he does, it's kind of rare that you hear a song with just her. So from there, we're moving on to Nasun. And the first time we heard of this guy, it was in Hyori's song, You Go Girl, which at the time, I just thought he was this. I thought he was a clown, really.
With the hair.
It was partially, I know it was the image for the song, but it was partially the hair. It was how tall he was and how ridiculous he looked in all of the outfits. And then in addition that he didn't really rap, he just kind of like said something random in the song. But through working with E-Tribe, he for that song he also got to do OEO, which was the male version of G, I guess. It didn't quite work out the way I guess they wanted it to, but this is the follow-up song that also features GO of M-Black, and it's called One.
Yeah, I'm Nasun Oppa.
Oh,
my baby girl.
AOC, drop that shit. Come on, girl, can it be the one? One, girl, can it be the one? One, girl, can it be the one? One, one for my heart.
감을 때도 움직임으로 끊지 않는 건내 가슴속 안에
Come on, come on.
감을 때도 움직임으로 끊지 않는 건내 가슴속에 살아 숨쉬고
No doubt.
있다는 걸
Oh, 넌 마치 한 마리 병아리 두 손에 꼭 품고 싶으니 한눈 팔면 누가 해치지 않을까 걱정되고 짓등 어리고 막 어리니 어리니 그치만 가끔 넌 어머니 어머니처럼 감싸나 날 포근히 말없이 안아줄 때난 덩어리가 돼 너무도 편안해 너의 따뜻한 가슴이 You're so lovely so sweet so tasty 엉엄청나 마르기 Yes 향기는 은은한 다스림 달콤한 게임 마블링 같은 널 향한 트래블링 But 가끔은 짜증나 말도 못 내겠어 네가 너무 예뻐서 Oh 너 너무 이기적으로 예뻐 죽겠어 내 마음을 알겠어 Girl can you be the one One Girl can you be the one One Girl can you be the one One Girl can you be the one 네 것이 so one
Girl can you be the one One
Can you be the one? One girl, can you be the one? One girl, can you be the one? 네 것이 so one
girl, can you be the one? One girl, can you be the one? One girl, can you be the one? One, one, one for my heart. 눈 감을 때도 어떤 지금에도 변치 않는 건 내 가슴 속에
내 가슴 속에
눈 감을 때도 어떤
That was One, Nasun, GO of M Black, It was on his first album, Nasa Nova, which was a double disc, and it was kind of packed both with mainstream K-pop kind of sounds, and there was also this really massive bonus track just filled with a shit ton of underground rappers. So if you're bored and you like Nasa, you should check out the album.
Yeah. What did he say at the beginning? Nasa Nova?
Nasa Nova. Yeah, that's the title of the album.
Okay. Yeah. And I kept on hearing Gio, Gio, Gio. I never noticed that before. He kept on saying Gio's name. All right. Now I'm listening closely to the songs. But that's a very, very nice song as well. It's very catchy. And who produced the song, do you know? Is this E-Tribe or this was by Nasan or...
God, I don't know. Now we're wasting time when I go and see if it's on the track. Now I have to open iTunes. You suck. Actually, I have no idea. I'm not even going to play around. I don't know who produces the track.
Well, I don't know either.
I'm going to assume it's E-Tribe. Could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Catchy as hell. All right. Well, the next song is a personal favorite of mine. This is by Taeyang. It's from his solo album, Solar. And again, we're cheating because it's the English version. This is called Connection. And bonus for you guys who like rap out there, this has Big Tone in it. Did he produce the song as well? Did he play a part in producing the song, you know?
I will let you know when we come back, because apparently you want to make me look for everything.
But yeah, enjoy the song. This is Connection by Taeyang.
I got a good feeling about this one.
Oh yeah.
To all the fly women across the globe.
Girl, you know you're my connection.
Uh-huh.
Girl, you know you're my connection.
Uh-huh.
Girl, you know you're my connection.
Right here. Smooth it down more.
It's true, I got a thing for you. All of the things you do got me feeling butterflies. I know you feel the same cause it shows. Trust me girl, I see the glow every time I look in your eyes, yeah.
I never thought it,
never thought
it's true for me, it's true.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Living deep within my dreams. Well, I will never find you,
never.
But you're the real thing.
And I'm really feeling this connection inside, yeah.
Love is real, it's my confession. Heaven sent, you're such a blessing. I feel all the connection
when I'm with you, yeah, yeah.
All that nerves, they kept me guessing. Had my picks, struck my selection. I feel all the connection when I'm with you.
When I see you from day to day, so much I wanna say, but I try not to come up this wrong. From now I just say what I fear, cause this connection is real. This just feels too right to be wrong. Oh yeah,
I never thought it could.
I never thought,
cause just for me,
you should be
deep within my dreams. Well, I will never find you.
I shouldn't find
but you, you're the real thing.
Oh, you're the real thing.
Our chemistry is crazy.
I'm really feeling this connection inside. Girl, it's real.
It's real, it's my confession.
Hey,
and you're such a blessing.
I feel
all the connection
when I'm with you.
Yeah,
yeah.
All that nerves, they kept me guessing. Had my picks, struck my selection.
Whoa, whoa.
A connection, that's right,
I'm feeling a connection.
All this time
that I'm investing,
all you gotta do is say yes and
I
I've been around, girl, and that's no lie. See my share, but no comparing you. Damn, you just too fly. The way you lick your lips and just touch my spots. I need you missing my life like hit me to hop. You're a goddess, so here's my confession. I've been lost till I found you, my blessing. You're beautiful, I'm saying more than complexion. Mind, body, soul,
feeling the connection.
Love is real, it's my confession.
Yeah.
Heaven sent, you're such a blessing.
You're a blessing, baby.
I feel a connection.
Oh, oh, oh.
connection when I'm with you.
And that was Taeyang with Big Tone and a song called Connection. Okay, what's next, E?
Since you asked, it was produced by DJ Murph, Walt Anderson, and PJ. Don't ever ask again. I'm still working on finding out who produced one for Nasun, but the next song is one of my favorites, and what's really great about this song is it incorporates a whole bunch of song titles, I think more than 10 and less than 30, of the year the song was released, which people theorize is why they couldn't promote it, because I guess groups would be upset. I don't know, but it's a really creative songwriting process, and it's called Driving Me Crazy. It features Hwayoung, who at one point, he pretty much could have been the third member of Untouchable, but you started to see him less and less since the first album, Quiet Storm. So this is Untouchable, Driving Me Crazy.
I need you girl. Untouchable, driving me crazy.
Nobody, 아무도 원하지 않아 but you. 어쩌다 이렇게 됐는지 I want you. It's okay, 너만 곁에 있다면은 it's okay. 미쳤대, 이런 사랑을 하는 내가 미쳤대. 총 맞은 것처럼 주먹이 손가락 사이로 계속 줄줄 세고. 사랑이 그렇게 쉬워. 난 어제보다 오늘이 더 힘들어. 들리나요? 듣고 있나요? 그대 내 맘속에 영원한 내 사람. 넌 누가 봐도 딱 마스터. 우리 노을처럼 뜨겁던 우리 사랑.
You're driving me crazy. 날 잊지 마 baby. 날 떠나서 행복하길 바라고. 날 잊지 마 baby. 널 위해 하는 거지 나. 미치도록 널 원하고. You're driving me crazy.
너 없이 살 수가 있을까.
You're driving me crazy.
지금도 이렇게 힘든데.
You're driving me crazy.
보다 love you 다 꽂지만 난 나쁜 남자. 기별이란 날카로운 가시를 삼키다 다시 사랑한다 말할까. 함께 탄 이별 택시. 너를 만난 시간이 제일 난 행복해. 하루살이 저로 마루만에 보고 싶다. 넌 날 잊었니 사랑이제라면. 나는 유지해 우리들의 행복한 시간. 그게 기제 노반하게 비해 하루하루가 미치겠어. 마치 굴룸이 썩대 어떡하요. 다시 돌아보자 믿어 I believe 괜찮아요. 돌아보는 그날까지 우리 잠시만
나고. You're driving me crazy. 날 잊지 마 baby. 날 떠나서 행복하길 바라고. 날 잊지 마 baby. 널 위해 하는 거지 나. 미치도록 널 원하고. You're driving me crazy.
너 없이 살 수가 있을까.
You're driving me crazy.
지금도 이렇게 힘든데.
You're driving me crazy. driving me crazy.
너 왜 집 앞에서 기다려 인정할 수 없어. 그리뿐 일적으로 우리 사랑이 때로 끝낼 수 없어서 너 왜 쓰는 표현식. 너 왜 집 앞에서 기다려 인정할 수 없어. 그리뿐 일적으로 우리 사랑이 때로 끝낼 수 없어. 남자길 때문에 기다려 너의 집 앞에서 기다려 인정할 수 없어. 그리뿐 일적으로 우리 사랑이 때로 끝낼 수 없어서 너에게 쓰는 표현식. 너의 집 앞에서 기다려 인정할 수 없어. 일분 일초도 우리 사랑이대로 끝낼 수 없어. 남자기 때문에 기다려
you 내 안에 그대
driving me crazy.
Hey, that was Driving Me Crazy by Untouchable, and currently they just started promotions for their last song before they leave for the army. The last one's called You, so you could always be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, it was just released 2 days ago, I think, or 3 days ago, but just this week. And while we were playing that song, I was reminded that I forgot to include a song by Untouchable, NYOB, and it's one of my all-time favorite songs, and I don't know why I forgot about it. Maybe it's because I really didn't look that far back. It's called It's Okay. Unfortunately, we won't be playing it now, but maybe sometime in the future, so you guys can get to hear it too.
Yeah, she's going to find a way to shoehorn in that song now.
Of course.
And my good co-host Noelle went looking for more recent songs, but I, on the other hand, went as far back as was permissible, I guess. All these songs are, of course, in the last 5 or so years.
Yeah, not
that
old.
The next song is from Brown Eyed Girl's first album. It's called Far Away and features MC Mong, who you're going to hear more from later on in the show. And I chose this song basically because it is one of my favorites on their album. You may hate me if you're a Brown Eyed Girl's fan. I don't know how well the song is received, but I like it because it features so much of the rapping, both from MC Mong and from Mirio, and to me, that creates the perfect song. And of course, their voices are great, as always. But Mirio is my favorite member because I like rap. So, Far Away.
I'm not 아침 햇살에 눈을 떠 어딜 가건 무엇을 하건 나는 마치 영혼이 없는 인형인 듯이 영혼이 이러겠지 평생 가슴에 품고 있겠어 You were meant for me, I was meant for you 함께 잊지 못해도 I'm gonna miss you
So I don't know if you've actually heard that song before. What did you think of it?
Well, all I can say is that it doesn't sound like the Brown Eyed Girls that I know now.
No, wait. And if you listen to that album, Your Story, and oh God, I hate that I don't remember the full title of the song, the album, shit. And album two, I'll get back to you on the title. It sounds a lot different from what they did for Sound G. And I honestly appreciate, you know, what you have to do to get money, you know, get that paper, not hating. There are still songs on Sound G that I completely love. I think I Can't is my favorite song on the album. It's one of my top 10 Brown Eyed Girls songs all time. But they were more R&B focused towards the beginning of their career. And You can see it mirrored in current American music as well, that R&B is just not selling as well as it used to. So more and more people are moving towards that electronic kind of sound, and you can't blame people for it. As long as the music is still good, I don't mind that my favorite artist has stopped doing what I like. Album 1 and 2 will always exist. There's nothing that anyone can do to erase those from history. So we can always go back and listen to those songs. And yeah, sometimes we would be like, oh, but this is the good old days back with the Brown Eyed Girls I used to know. But you know what? They haven't gone anywhere. They can still sing those songs. They can still perform them really well. So just we're looking forward to the fourth album. They had to scrap all the songs they made before.
And yeah.
Hoping that this means it isn't delayed too badly, but I also hope it means that we get some really great old school Brown Eyed Girls. Like now that they have a much bigger fan base due to Abracadabra and due to We Got Married as well. I hope that we all gonna come together and buy a bunch of their music because they really, really deserve to be popular.
They've been at it for a very long time, going from singers
that started out as No Face. To, you know, as popular as they were at the height of Abracadabra and Sign as well. So with all of that said, we're going to move on to a song that features another really great vocalist who was kind of doing the soul R&B thing as well. Her name is Hwayubi. The song is not hers. Like Noelle said earlier, we did not remember to put It's Okay. I think I didn't pick it because at the time the song was popular. It was really, really overplayed. So I figure you probably have heard it if you watched the first season of We Got Married. Chances are you've heard the song before. Mm-hmm. This song features one of my favorite underground rappers, Basic, along with his friend Innovator as the duo Double Trouble. And the song is called TV Star, and we're playing the acoustic version. So if you couldn't tell, this is when we bring the show down a little bit. You turn the lights down low, and you just bask in the song. It's not about sex. Sorry.
It had to include that.
하지만 진짜 TV 스크린 안에서 나를 본다면 나도 내 모습에 딱 반해서 말하겠어. I'm chosen one, superstar the number one. 힘들어도 언제나 keep my head up, I'm having fun. That's right, it's been a while. 보상받은 노력이란 땀으로 지든 나의 낮과 밤, 마른 날 없었던 내 펜촉관에 두는 매일 밤 적어 내려갔던 나의 꿈, 그녀의 모습과 흡사한 그날의 순간을 I think about. 비판과 질타 뒤로 내 성공은 비껴가, 계속 날 지켜봐. 슬피여 say goodbye. 실력과 실적 사이, 결정과 결정 사이, 틈이 생길수록 나에게 my mind straight. 생각만 그렇다면 take a break. 꿈안에 선택받은 놈, 빛이 항상 딸의 몸. Yes I'm the chosen one, superstar the number one.
And dream all day, I wanna be a TV star. God I pray, let me lead the way. I wanna be a TV star. But I'm not even afraid.
내가 만약 TV star, 마치 Vince와 비슷한 삶을 사는 that be sick. 내 망상의 프로토콜, 자기 전 난 불을 꺼 어김없이 TV를 켜. 리모컨이랑 컵으로 밤새 상상의 물을 퍼. 살짝 감기려 하는 두 눈을 떠. Eyes wide and 내가 살아왔던 날들 속으로 star flying. 어릴 적부터 춤과 노래 좋아했던 가인. 자라면서 학생의 자리를 지키며 맘속 간직했던 꿈을 잠시 접고 평범하게 부모님의 관심 아래 공부하며 대학 가서 여애도 친 가시를 랩하며 뽑고 다시 가사를 위해 공책 사지. 언젠가 내가 TV에 나올 기회가 있다면 그 한 번으로도 족하겠어. 난 행복하다란 말 난 꼭 하겠어. 웃어 TV 속 나를
I
보고 웃어.
One and dream all day, I wanna be a TV star. God I pray, let me lead the way. I wanna be a TV star, but I'm not even halfway there. 내 생인 모든 걸 나에겐 현실이 어찌. 결국 그 세상이 날 무릎 꿇게 해. 하늘을 가슴에 담고 wishing for the stars. Oh,
every time I look up in the sky, see the stars and I can hear my God says this is who you are. Every time I look up in the sky, see the stars and I can hear my God says this is who you are.
Right. Every time I look into your eyes, I know, you show me where to go, go, go. Every time I look into your eyes, uh-huh. I know, you show me where to go, go, uh-huh. go, yeah.
TV Star by Double Trouble featuring Hwayobi, the acoustic version for that extra feel.
Well, Yobi's voice is just amazing, don't you think so?
That's why I picked this song.
I love her to bits. You were trying to figure out the name of the album earlier, right? And you found it.
Yeah, it's called Goodbye Miss Kim, Leave Miss Kim, Hit the Road Miss Kim, any variant of Goodbye. I guess is the way it could be translated. So that's the name of the second album by Brown Eyed Girls. You should check out that one as well. Yeah. And just expand your Brown Eyed Girls horizons. They will not let you down.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that too, because I will admit that I've only really listened to the Brown Eyed Girls when Soundji came out. And I've been listening to K-pop for a very, very long time now. Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say that I didn't pay attention to the girls before they came out with their electronic sound?
Well, I'm kind of the same way. I listen to them because of their My Style song. And I listened to that because people were like, if you like the Wonder Girls, you should really, really switch to Brown Eyed Girls. They're way better. It's a more mature sound. It's like the grown-up version of them. And yeah, they're pretty much right.
Yes. Well, the next song is by Beast. And Beast, as you guys know, is one of our favorites. It's a common favorite band for both of us. And, excuse me, this next song was actually, well, it wasn't really supposed to be a song, as far as I know. It was just the intro to one of the tracks in one of their earlier mini albums.
The third mini album.
Yep.
I believe.
I think so. It's Mastermind, right? The third mini album, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Mastermind is the name, yeah.
So, and people have been waiting for the entire song to come out in full, and Cube didn't let us down. So they released Lights Go Down Again. Oh, sorry, no, Lights Go On Again. What am I saying? So, yeah, the next song is Lights Go On Again, and this is the full track. So we're really taking it down now. So just enjoy.
Yes, sir, the lights go on again. Keep on and on and on, on and on and on. 계속 헤매였지 긴 어둠 속에서 난 한 줄기 빛이 닿는 그곳에 닿기 위해서 난 이제 시간이 왔음에 가쁜 숨 가다듬고 너희들 앞에 당당히 서디
아무리 힘들어도 지쳐서 쓰러져도 나를 다시 비춰주는 빛 Oh yeah 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 포기하고 싶어도 도망치려고 해봐도 날 향해 더 환하게 나를 다시 비춰주는 빛
지금 불이 켜지면 지금 불이 켜지면 다시 나를 밝히면 내 몸을 다시
Okay, excuse me as I get a little fangirl on this. I think the main reason why people agitated so much for a full version of Lights Go On Again, not just because it's a beautiful sounding song, but it was because they released they used it as a teaser video for the mini album, and it was just the guys in suits in front of a white backdrop singing, and it was so the opposite of anything they'd done previously. And it was such a beautiful song that the fans were like, you cannot. And part of what's good and bad about Cube is that Cube really knows how to start off an album. The intro songs are always really good, and they always make you very angry that it's just a minute and just a minute. Yeah, and
then when fans raise a stink, you know, they'll be nice to fans and just release one full song. We have to correct ourselves, though. This was the intro for the fourth mini album, which was called Lights Go On Again. And then they released the song as a full track on the next mini album, which is My Story. Oh, and by the way, I got to see Beast live. I just had to put that in.
So the next track is I won't go ahead and call it one of my favorites because then it's gonna make me look bad for making silly jokes. But this was the first track I ever heard from Verbal Djinn.
I gotta say first, okay? Verbal Djinn is a special guy in my heart. Let's leave it at that.
Anyway, it's a weird sort of departure because he sings the whole way through the song. And I'd gone into looking him up as a rapper. So that this was the first music video I heard from him was kind of weird, but the song is extremely enjoyable. It tells a story, of course, of a guy and a girl, like almost every song in K-pop. But it features Dynamic Duo, which is what knocks the song into great. So, Verbal Djinn, Favorite, featuring Dynamic Duo.
Girl, I never knew a love like this. And for this one, I don't feel no need for the buts and the ifs. Cause you know, it's my confessions, but I never done it like this. And it goes a little something like this, girl. You are my favorite accident. 내 삶을 채우는 가장 소중한 사람. You are my favorite accident. 내 잠을 깨우는 달콤한 쌀 같아. It's an amazing thing that here we are. 느낀 특별한 일이야. 인연의 그물 안에서 서로를 알아본 건 만남과 헤어짐. Say people play the game again. 널 만나기 전에 난 I was just one of the fools, y'all. Come on. Ooh, 우리가 서로의 첫 만남이라는 건 오히려 나 기쁘게 해.
You know what?
Cause I know my past relationships gave me lessons. And I know that you've been through the same thing. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I know that.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
나의 고백 삶이 내게 준 선물이야. 이런 느낌은 너뿐이야.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I know that.
Ooh, ooh.
나의 고백 VJ 다시 한번 불러줘. 너의 마음을 들려줘.
You are my favorite accident. 내 삶을 채우는 가장 소중한 사람. You are my favorite accident. 내 잠을 깨우는 달콤한 쌀 같아.
나랑 사귀자.
두근두근 레이싱.
태기민 경문록.
Sweetie.
베드싱.
Another silly love song.
드라이브스.
Together we've had enough ups and downs and joys and hurts. But for better or worse, I'ma still choose you first.
Ooh, 우리가 서로의 첫 만남이라는 건 오히려 나 기쁘게 해.
You know what?
Cause I know my past relationships gave me lessons. Come and on. I know that you've been through the same thing.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, I know that.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
나의 고백 삶이 내게 준 선물이야. 이런 느낌은 너뿐이야.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I know that.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
나의 go back TP 다시 한 번 더 보치가 또 사랑이란 감정도 우리에겐 부족해 그래서 우리 서로를 끊임없이 구속해 핥히고 어루만 치고 또 서로의 사생활을 파괴해 무섭게 우리 만남은 크나큰 사고 세상과의 배편을 다 끊어놨고 우리라는 외롭지 않은 뗏목 탔고 끝없는 표류 너와 나만의 교류 또 화지에 뿌려진 사랑의 물감 너와 나 한 폭의 데칼코마니 너의 숨결은 퍼붓는 소나기 후회 햇살이란 걸 너는 아니 너무 서두르진 않은 게 나의 연인 그땐 소중한 나의 다이아몬드 우주가 생긴 순간부터 나는 너만의 맘속을 비추는 별
Favorite accident 내 삶을 채우는 가장 소중한 사람 You are my favorite accident 내 잠을 깨우는 달콤한 쌀 같아 Favorite
Wow, I am so happy you picked that song.
You're welcome. I can't believe for all of your verbal supposed fandom, you've never heard that song. Have you listened to any of his music other than like the most recent things?
Not really not really, no. I skimmed through the old releases, but I had no idea that he could sing like that.
The EP that this song is from is mostly sort of R&B-ish sort of bedroom tracks. So, yeah, you should go ahead and look that up. Most of his other albums are definitely more rap focused.
Well, earlier on I said that Verbal Jin, I keep him close to my heart. Because out of all the underground rappers that my co-host has shown me, he's the cutest one out of them all. That's so shallow, but that's just me. And now that I've heard him sing, I'm officially in love. There you go.
None of that is anything you need to
know. Yeah, it's a good thing to know.
Go ahead and introduce
the next track is... Oh, this is good. This is a song by Brown Eyed Soul featuring Dynamic Duo again and Epic High. You notice, you guys, that we have a lot of dynamic duo here, but we didn't mean for that to happen. It just happened. Because when we chose our songs...
We picked these songs separately.
We just picked 10 songs each, and that's it. And I didn't expect her to include dynamic duo in a lot of her choices, but it just happened. We didn't really mean for it to happen. But it's a good thing, though, because songs are all nice. Anyway, this next song is by Brown Eyed Soul. This is one of the tracks from
The Wind, the Sea, the Rain.
That very long title. When I listen to that album, I usually skip some tracks. And this is one of the tracks that, unfortunately, I skipped a lot. Just because the title threw me off. Sweet Thing, okay. I had no idea what the song was about. I discovered this song one day while I was at work. Was bored out of my wits. I was shuffling through my iPod. It landed on this song. And I felt so bad for not really paying attention to the entire album because there was a gem in there. And it's not one of the title tracks. That's probably why. So without further ado, this is Sweet Thing by Brown Eyed Soul with Dynamic Duo and Epic High.
It's a sweet thing.
It's the sweet thing, sweet thing. It's the sweet thing, sweet thing.
It's the sweet thing, sweet thing. Music, it's the sweetest thing.
It's the sweet thing, sweet thing. It's the sweet thing, sweet thing.
It's the sweet thing, sweet thing. Yeah, I'm missing that something.
Sweet thing.
병명뿐인데 말도 많아 변해가는 건 나도 알아 메말라 썼던 쓰리 썼던 현아 성공은 달고 달아 오는 돈을 받고 팔아 죄값은 잡고 자고 내 목에 다야 샀을 때문에 누군 평생 쇠사슬 차고 살아 괜찮아 차라리 속 편해 이미 깨진 꽃병에 성수와 흙탕물은 보편에 다 불공평해 We're living in a cold world 잃어버린 것이 너무나 많은걸
나는 알고 싶지 않은 새 살찐 비둘기처럼 때 타고 흉측해
이렇게 돈과 명예 헛된 괴락 거짓 명성 욕심에 내 가슴과 주머니는 애타고 궁색해. 시간은 놓칠수록 고민이 많아. 난 생명을 잃은 좀비. 난 봄비를 기다려 아주 달콤한 봄비가 나를 적셔 주기를. 입맛을 잃은 내 심장에 달콤한 꿀이 되어 주기를.
You gotta try.
Don't you worry, babe, work it out. She my mind, those sweet things, sweet things.
Listen, baby,
what I wanna think, sweet things.
너무나 긴 시간을 나 홀로 걸었네. 사랑 없이 빙빙 가슴에 눈물도 없어네. 어서 내 가슴에 달콤한 사랑을 뿌리 내려줘. 덧없는 욕심에 믿음에 높은 성을 세워줘. 하루아침에 더 편하는 세상과 내가 원하는 물질과 이성 그 속에 진심 없이 전하는 모든 것들이 하늘의 먹구름이 됐으니 이제 내 맘에 빛으로 저 하늘 메우리. 좋은 차를 타고 지갑을 가득 채워도 넓은 턱을 깎고 낮은 코를 세워도 출세를 약속하는 많은 지식들을 배워도 가슴 속 빈자리 그 여백은 절대 못 메워요. 날 필요해 새로운 삶의 태도 반듯한 잠든 날 깨워주시는 신의 충고 따끔한 유혹보다 달콤한 첫 키스보다 상큼한 sweet thing 어머니 뱃속보다 따뜻한.
How sweet are you?
You gotta try.
Don't you worry, babe, work it out.
Work it out.
Sweet thing, sweet thing.
Listen, baby,
I wanna think sweet thing.
It's the sweet thing, sweet thing.
Don't you worry, babe, work it out.
Work it out.
Sweet thing, sweet thing,
sweet. Yes, you gotta try.
Love and God, all that is sweet. Yeah, we all gotta plant the sweet thing.
That's actually the first time I've heard that song personally. I've heard, yeah, it's great. I've heard Now and I've heard Jungyeop in other songs, but I've never really taken the time to listen to Brown Eyed Soul. The song itself, I think it's the chords they use, remind me of Lean On Me.
Very jazzy.
And it's like, maybe I'm just crazy, but it took some force to get Lean On Me out of my head every time I heard them play those chords.
It's the jazzy trumpet, like I said. But see, now I feel bad for skipping a lot of songs in this album because there's a lot of hidden gems. This is actually their second full album. And I know why I skip a lot of songs, because my favorite Brown Eyed Soul song is in this album. It's Nothing Better. So I paid attention to that song, and that's about it.
See, but the important thing is that now you know the value of the song and you know how good it is. So it doesn't matter that you skipped it before. What matters is that you're well aware of how good the song is.
So yeah. So if you guys want to discover something, if you have your iPods on and you know you're bored with your current playlist, just put it on shuffle. You might discover something, right? Like what I did with that song. And the next song is Fluxus again. This is another group from Fluxus. They're called Loveholic. The song is called One Love. Now this song is, well, this song is special to me because this used to put me to sleep. Not in a bad way, okay? It's not boring, but it's very relaxing. So it's a very chill song. This was in the soundtrack for one of the K-dramas that I used to watch. Wait, let me... Spring Waltz with Daniel Henney and Han Yu-Ju. It's a very, very lovely song. So Enjoy. And that was One Love from Loveholic. And we were discussing while the song was playing that it's a shame that Loveholic broke up. But then, you know, but the music will always remain, right?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's by far the most important thing, that you can always, even if yes. the band no longer performs together, as long as it's recorded, you will never ever lose that song, and you'll never lose the feeling that yeah. the song invokes. And one thing I really like about the song in particular is it reminds me a lot of some of my favorite Classical songs, which was really the reason why I was told that I need mm-hmm. to look up Loveholic, because they have a lot of similar songs, mm-hmm. they have a lot of similar influences. So there you go. If you love classic Kwai, go ahead and knock yourselves out.
And if you're gonna get one album from their catalog, you must get their final album, Volume 4. It's called Dramatic and Cinematic, and it's kind of like a compilation of their greatest hits, but not really. It's songs that they performed, songs that were featured in movies and dramas. Yeah, that's why it's called Dramatic and Cinematic. But that track is very special because, yeah, it's very relaxing. Have you heard of the song before, Dee?
No, I haven't, but I don't watch a lot of dramas.
Yeah, that's probably why. But yeah, anyway, enough of Loveholic before I shut up about Loveholic. I just have to mention that Fluxus has a lot of very good artists in their stable, so look them up too. We linked you to their YouTube site a few episodes ago. Yeah, look them up. All right. Now, the next song is...
We're going to go ahead and move on to Noelle's biggest biases. For some reason, I threw them all together in a chunk. So, if you're tired of hearing about Big Bang and DBSK, I'm sorry. Maybe you could find something else to do for the next 15-16 minutes.
That's too much. That's too much. But this song is not totally Big Bang for now. This is GD and Top, and this is my favorite off the GD and Top release.
Your favorite song?
It's track number 4. Oh, I know the track number. Jeepa Kajimar, Don't Go Home. It has that jazzy feel to it as well, compared to all the other songs. So, enjoy.
Baby, 너에게 줄 선물이 여기 있는데 오늘은 집에 가지 마 Baby, yeah. 나 싫을 수 하지만 나의 sweetheart
Yo, turn it up 어색한 분위기는 싫어 시계침 소리가 원래 저리도 커스가 목에 침 넘어가는 소리만 들려 뭐랄까 Look, baby 난 그저 너와 아침을 맞고 싶어 오늘이 밤이 다가기 전에 둘만의 secret party 근데 넌 like Cinderella 12시 땡치면 집에 갈라 hey, 혼자인 밤은 길어 calling up 너의 부모님께 센 척하지만 맘에 걸려
SOS 진도는 멀어
Oh, 이런 잠깐 나 왜 이러 지치에 나 어지러워 잠이 들어
집에 가지마 baby 너에게 줄 선물이 여기 있는데 오늘은 집에 가지마 baby yeah. 나 싫을 수 하지만 나의 sweetheart 부드러운 음악 소리에 빨간 장미꽃 가득한 나를
Yo, 내일이면 어차피 가잖아 늦었어 위험해 저 자기야 아니야 별 뜻 없이 네 걱정돼 그래 누가 잡아가면 어떡해 긴 긴 이 밤이 밤이 황홀한 별들의 잔치 어떤 무엇도 막을 수 없죠 하나가 된 느낌 그대로 멈춰
Hey, I can't let you go 너와 잠시라도 떨어질 수 없어 억지로 참지 말아줘 집에 가지마 baby 너에게 줄 선물이 여기 있는데 오늘은 집에 가지마 baby yeah. 나 싫을 수 하지만 나의 sweetheart
Baby take my hand Don't be afraid me Just stay together 널 만난 후로 처음이야 집이 염해서 겁나지만 excited
휴대폰 진동
안좋은 징정
주인종 딩동
비하란 신호 빙고
확신을 도와주긴 여백에 길어싸 말로도 너에게
이 세상 가장 예쁜 fiancé 푸른 초원 님과 함께
Wall and wild 하지만 soft
책임 묻지 말 아예 못해
Girl you know what I mean 이거 설명하긴 어려워 하긴 필요없는 얘기
조명을 낮추고 너와 시선을 맞추죠
꽉 잠긴 단추도
살짝 풀고
입이 마르고
눈 잠그고
집에 가지마 baby 너에게 줄 선물이 여기 있는데 오늘은 집에 가지마 baby yeah. 나 싫을 수 하지만 나의 sweetheart 아, 아 모두가 잠든 이 밤 혼자 웃는 듯이 숨어서 달콤한 속삭임을
All right, and that was Don't Go Home by GD and Top. I've always liked the song since it first came out. Because I like the beat.
Yeah, and then I explained what the song was actually about.
Yep.
How much you liked it more.
All right, so I hope you're not too tired of Big Bang and G-Dragon and Top, because the next song is also from, well, from them, Big Bang. But this song is one of the old songs. Older.
Mm-hmm. It's from my first mini album, so Noelle stretched a bit to find this one.
This is actually the English version of Always. This is a random fact, but Always is my favorite Big Bang song.
It's mm-hmm. one of my favorites as well. For completely shallow reasons.
I don't know, was it the video? Oh, I knew it.
Yes. It was the video with the Backstreet Boys dance in it, and it was them lifting up Daesung shirt and all sorts of things. So yeah, the video was fun and silly, and it's a side of Big Bang you don't usually see.
This version wasn't really released in any of their Korean releases prior to, I don't know, but it wasn't really released as a Korean release. It was actually for the Japanese market. You know how they first come out with English songs and all. And I think it's in the For the World mini album, if I'm not mistaken. 2008. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dee, but For the World was their first Japanese release? I think so.
Maybe?
I think it was. I think it was the first Japanese release. So if you want to find the English version,
it sounds
there.
Right.
So, without further ado, this is Big Bang with Always.
Ooh, yeah. Calling you on the phone, never you be at home. The first time we did eyes, looking over and over again. Literal high, felt like you always been my best friend.
So happy every day, nothing could tell us.
You always had a glow on your face, so you had to be mine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every place we go, holding hands, yo, I knew you were mine. That's why you got another girl.
Always you should know.
Every day and every night, straight tripping. Love is so wild, it's every loud.
All right, that was the English version of mm-hmm. Always by Big Bang.
I love that song so much.
And we were just discussing how I haven't really heard the English version because I guess I only listened to it a couple times with For the World, then I stopped listening to that mini album. But I mostly heard it as a mashup between
Korean version
and the English version. So I'm really used to hearing the rap verses, but not so much used to the other parts.
It's very interesting, huh? That song. The lyrics are very sweet. So I'm not sure if the lyrics are the same, if it means the same in Korean. I have no idea. Because I've never really bothered to look up the English translation of the Korean version. That's how I am. I'm lazy like that.
Yeah, I know.
Another random fact. I love that song so much that my boyfriend doesn't really like Big Bang that much. Well, anyway, he wanted me to use a different ringtone for him whenever it calls, but nope, Big Bang always stays. It's been like that for how many years now? A couple of years now, so not gonna change that because I love that song so much. And he calls me a lot, so I get to hear that quite often. The next song is, this wouldn't be something normal for me if I didn't put in any DBSK/JYJ music here. But humor me just now, okay? This is one song. This is my favorite track off their The Beginning album. This is called Be My Girl. For me, personally, this is a lot better than A Girl, that Kanye West monstrosity that they released. Yeah, enjoy the song, guys.
This is a song for you. Skipping all the after parties, girl, I'm gonna meet you. Don't even think of fighting. You gon' feel what we gon' do, 'cause we be falling in love all night long. 사랑 없이 뭐를 빌어.
Okay, that was JYJ with Be My Girl. Another English song. And I love JYJ. I don't know how many times I need to say that. So you guys are aware that I love them to bits. And I don't have anything more to say about JYJ or DBSK or any of my favorite men.
Good.
So yeah, so she's happy now.
And the next song, I actually did not plan putting them in this order. So
yeah,
complete coincidence. Go ahead. This is the last song that she picked. This is the last of her 10. I didn't mean to put them in chunks like this, where it's a whole bunch. There's 5 from her and 5 from me to finish out.
Yeah, the next song is by Sister 19, and it's called My Boy. I've liked Sister when they first debuted, but now with the two girls, I like them even more. I realized how awesome they are. I knew they were very good, but this song is the epitome of body waves. Let me see the MV. It's very hypnotizing. I watched it on loop, on repeat, for about an hour or so, just because I was wondering how they did those body waves. I want to do it too. I want to learn. So, yeah.
All right.
Anyway, enjoy the song. This is My Boy by Sister 19.
Let's go. S-I-S-T-T-T-A-O. Sister, baby, stop breaking my heart.
Oh no,
you hurt me, no more next time.
I hope you got that boy.
Hey girls, it's gonna be alright.
Yes.
Hey boys, better make it right.
Hey girls,
we got your back. Got your back.
넌 알고 있겠지. 그래서 믿고 참고 기다렸지. 혼자 두지 않겠다고 했잖아. 약속했었지. 손가락 걸었지. 그런데 왜 또 거짓말을 해.
사랑한다는 말 그리워봤니. 한마디 말이면 되는걸.
너 자꾸 변해가. 나도 이젠 조금 지쳐가.
Boy. And now we're going to take things in a slightly different direction. This is from After School's first single album. It's the song that was banned. They actually have two songs on there that are both rated 19. One is the title track, and the other is the song I'm going to play, which is Napunom or mm-hmm. Bad Guy, Bad Man, depending on how you want to translate it. And it's actually the song that a lot of people wished they were able to perform, but obviously it was banned because of some cursing and some other things that are referenced in the Korean lyrics. But this is back in a time when After School was five members. I know, so long ago. Back in 2009.
Wow. Is that so long ago for you?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to imagine that they only debuted 2 years ago.
Because now they're nine.
So we're going to let you go ahead and listen to a different kind of sound from Brave Brothers, who produced this. And you hear the Brave sound bit at the beginning, which he doesn't do anymore. So without dragging it on any longer, After School, Bad Man. Sound from what you're used to with the After School we have now, and it's kind of sad because I do like some of the new members a lot. I really think that Reina's voice is a good addition to the group. Reina's face maybe not so much, because not that she's bad looking, that's not what I'm saying. They were this
very fierce
group originally. And then starting with Yui and going on, they added more and more young, cutesy members. So it shifted away from the stronger appearing older members of the group and more towards the young kids, I guess. I guess it's partly to draw in the younger male demographic and the younger female demographic as well, because now these are people they can relate to instead of people that they have to look up to. Yes. So. And like we said before, even if they stop making this kind of music, the first single album will always be there. Playgirls, Badman, those three songs will always exist. Yep. You can always go back and listen to them. Unfortunately, it's only three songs.
You know what song changed everything? I think it's Diva.
Yeah. Diva was when they started going after Diva, they recorded a cover of a Morning Musume track. So
yeah,
you could see where the music was going. Not that the songs after have been bad. It's just not the same kind of thing we were promised in the beginning. So the song I'm going to play now is from MC Monk's second album. It's called Invincible. I'm playing it partly because I love the music video. He's going around essentially being Superman. Cars are bouncing off of him and stuff like that. And also because of his case and the fact that he didn't go to jail, and I think Invincible is kind of an ironic track to play after that. So, here you go. MC Mong, Invincible.
Yeah, yeah! Yo, listen up! This is MC Mong, second round! Fresh back on this track, pepper microphone, Mac! Let's get it to rumble! 마지막 홀로 싸움 오늘 밤도 그려인 세상과 오래로 넘기는 잠이 되는 사람 이제 졸라져 꼭 숨어라 니 머리카락 보일라 내 머리처럼 놀았던 순수했던 놀이다 외소와 멍집의 작디 작은 아이는 가슴 속에 100원짜리 꿈을 가진 아이다 지구를 지켜라 배트맨 슈퍼맨 내 어릴 적 꿈은 마초맨 난 생각하는 것마다 말아 유지해 그래도 이 자리에 서 있게 만든 이유다 변비를 씹어먹던 거울리게 아이는 이제는 마이크를 잡고 내가 랩을 해 내 꿈이 어디까지 이어질지 몰라도 적들과 부딪히면 나는 항상 웃을래 나도 고마 아이는 참 힘든 일도 많았지만 홀로 싸움 오늘 밤도 그가 이 세상과 오래온 연기도 잘 되는 사람 이제 졸라줘 모두 다 비켜 눈물을 감춰 앞길을 밝혀 자신을 지켜 세상이 널 버려 널 자꾸 속여줘 아이고 아침이야 벌러덕 일어나 밤새도록 마신 술에 내 배속은 눈물에 똑같은 하루에 내 몸을 던지네 밤이나 낮이나 일하는 내가 한심해 꽃들이만 바라는 화사한 봄날에 내 스스로 내 자신을 자꾸 구속해 이리 치고 저리 치어 머린 아픈데 왜 이렇게 나의 이름 구불구불해 어릴 적 그린 그림은 이게 아닌데 익숙했던 꿈은 나는 잠시 잊었네 잠시 잊은 꿈은 나는 다시 찾기 위해 고통증을 참아내고 세상에서 이겨내 슈퍼맨이 내게 따도 고마 아이는 참 힘든 일도 많았지만 홀로 싸워 밤도 그가 이 세상과 오래온 연기는 잘 되는 사람 이제 졸라줘 모두 다 비켜 눈물을 감춰 앞길을 밝혀 자신을 지켜 세상이 널 버려 널 자꾸 속여줘
a farting sound.
MC Mong is the man because he's Superman.
I know it fits in part of the video. There's actually, anyway. So I'm looking forward to if he gets to do music again, We're not sure how the public will accept him at this point.
Not anytime soon. Maybe but, in the next few years. But people forget eventually. It will take a while, though.
The next song is kind of... when you look at the idol factory that K-pop is now, it's even though the lyrics aren't exactly a fuck you, but to me, the song will always be the fuck you, I'm great without needing you, to the idol factories mm-hmm. that rejected her. This is Yoonha's Korean debut song, Audition, Time to Rock.
평범한 척 조용히 사는 건 따분하고 지루해 정신 차려 나를 말려도 어쩌겠니 그게 나인데 엄마에겐 꼭 비밀 지켜줘 이번이 정말 마지막이야 Time to run
Yoonha's Audition.
Time to Rock.
Or Time to Rock. Sorry. Didn't get to hear pause.
We were talking about how it's a shame that, you know, Yoonha's last releases weren't really that popular. She was overlooked. She's a very good singer, and she's really awesome because she can play the piano and she sings very well and she can do very good Bon Jovi covers. She's amazing.
And we should also point out that she's released probably what is the greatest G cover in all of existence, even though a couple come close. And really, not to take any shots at IU. She's a very talented artist. Everyone's receiving her with so much love right now, and that's great for someone that basically started out at 15, I think. But to me, I really hope she doesn't end up going down the same mm-hmm. road as Yoonha in terms of, you know, your popularity falling off a bit. But their stories were the same to me, basically, with the exception of mm-hmm. they both were rejected for, I guess, not being attractive enough. And Yoonha had to go a very difficult route, which was moving to Japan. And I think she signed with Epic and Geneon, mm-hmm. not at the same time. But she had to teach herself Japanese in order to debut under that company. And she was lucky enough to get a song in Bleach, and that's kind of what helped her popularity grow. Not that she was, you know, topping charts or anything in Japan, but just the recognition in Japan alone was enough for her to be able to come back to Korea and to be able to sign a record deal, even though her Korean company wasn't a big yeah. company. And she kind of, from there, she kind of came out of nowhere to rise to the popularity that she really deserved. And I hope that with her next album, she continues to be able to pick up where she sort of left off before she got sick and ended up in the coma.
Yeah.
So, in case you couldn't tell, she's one of my favorite solo artists.
I like her too. I like people who sing and play the piano. Very talented. And very talented instrumentalist. So, yeah. Go, Yoonha. Come back soon, please.
But not too soon. Make sure you're okay. We don't want to repeat. The next song, it samples a very familiar song, and it's just really fun. The video is very, very entertaining, and of course, Dynamic Duo always brings it. So this is from, I think, their second album, Taxi Driver, or their first album. Don't remember. It's from Taxi Driver. It's called Ring My Bell, and it features Now Love Brown Eyed Soul.
Stage 위로 나가자 몸치라고 놀려대도 제멋대로 might call me a ring my bell. When I was then tall, might call me a ring my bell. 저녁 좀 아저씨 아줌마도 ring my bell, ring my bell. Let's dance with my band.
So that was their dynamic duo, Ring My Bell, from their first album, Taxi Driver. And dynamic duo is what was left of CB Mass, Critical Brain Mass, I think is the name. After the third member was essentially forced to leave, he cheated the group, and no one really knew where Choiza and Geico were going to go from there. And they formed Dynamic Duo, and the rest is history. They're responsible for propelling Supreme Team into the spotlight. They've done many, many features on a lot of artists' songs, as you can tell by the two previous songs we played. So
a lot of Dynamic Duo.
They're in the army right
but
now.
But what happened to the other member? What did he do?
I think he stole money or something like that. Or...
Yeah,
that's I don't a shitty go into thing it because to do. The other thing I'm thinking of, if that was true and he was involved with that, or even if it isn't true, I'd rather not say.
Yeah, we don't even know the truth anyway, and things like this. But that's if it's true, that's a shitty thing to do to your friends.
So, we've come a long way tonight, or it's today,
where
depending
you are.
On where you are right now. And we're down to our last song, and it's called Rocket Punch Generation Shine from W and Wales' album Hard Boiled. This is another Fluxus artist. This is the final artist in the playlist. And Whale just has one of those voices, I think, is the only way to really put it. So I really, really hope you've enjoyed our whole time together. We'll of course, have a big wrap-up later. All of the songs you heard on this episode, you can find them at Soribata, you can find them at Melon. Some of them you can find on iTunes. Basically, the songs are all out there. Buy them, support
our giveaway.
The artist.
Yeah, you can get them for free if you join our giveaway.
We've hawked our giveaway, I think, the last two times. All the information is up on the site. I'm going to go ahead and play RPG Shine, and then we're going to say goodbye.
Generation.
change my. You have to change your. We have to change our. Say yeah. 걱정하는 것을 걱정하지 마. Rock and punch generation. 지루하게 선명하기보다는 그립다고 흥미롭게. You have to change yourself.
Thank you for sticking with us through this experiment. We'll see how well it went, I guess, when you guys give us your reaction. You can send us email at thealwaysrationalkpoppodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at twitter.com/arkpoppodcast or leave a comment on the site at www.arkpop.com.
Anyway, I hope you guys had fun. I had fun, D. Did you have fun?
Yeah, sure.
Very interesting. This is something that we would probably like to do once in a while because it's a refreshing change from our usual podcast. And in the future, we would probably do more of these episodes from time to time because we still have a lot of songs to share with you. So that wraps up episode 9 of the Always Rational People podcast.
We should be back as normal
next week. I'm Noel, and take care, everyone. Hope you had fun. Good night, and enjoy the rest of your day or evening. Bye. 힘든 일이 있으면 화풀이 해도 난 괜찮아. It's okay, it's okay. 이해할게, 난 it's okay.
옆에 있어 내가 널 지켜 꽉 잡은 두 손 하나면 어떤 시련도 비겨 슬픔도 없어 이별도 없어 내 사랑은 절대로 안 움직여 못 믿겠지만 내 자신보다도 너를 가껴 1분 1초 매 순간 너의 생각 언젠가 말하겠지만 장난처럼 시작한 관계가 이제 내 전부야 무뚝뚝하게 굴지만 넌 내 마음을 밝힐 전부야 우리 멀리 떨어져도 난 널 찾아갈 변호야
네가 내 곁에서만 있어준다면 항상 내 두 손을 꼭 잡아주면
널 사랑해 이 말밖에 할 수 없지만 지금 잡은 행복 놓지 않을게
이런 게 사랑이면 나는 행복해 이런 게 사랑이면 모두 괜찮아
처음 그때 맘처럼 살아날게 언제까지라도 널